email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Anne in Limerick, it's all Limerick today, has been on. She says, I made butter today with my first class while telling them about St. Bridget. They were intrigued. I spread the butter on some fresh rolls and honestly, they loved it. Some even drank the buttermilk. Great afternoon in school, says Anne in Limerick. That's lovely. And I'm 100% in agreement with you. The only way to eat toast is cold with hard butter. Thanks, Damien. We're going to set up a support group. Hard butter, cold toast. We'll get the t-shirts done. Sandra's been on. I discovered how easy it is to make butter early last year and it's brilliant and so easy. There's plenty of videos on YouTube. You don't have... you don't save much money because I buy double cream to make it, but you get the great satisfaction from making it. I now make my own garlic butter and I love garlic, so I can make it to my liking. You can buy muslin bags for washing the butter, but I don't use them. You can just squeeze it in your hands in ice water. Good luck. Let us all know how you get on. Oh, that's, you've thrown down the gauntlet there, the butter gauntlet. Well, I suppose I do have the extra day over the weekend. On the subject of butter, my other half asked me to get some Dairy Gold if I was going to the shop. I came back with a bar of chocolate. That's dairy milk, Robert. You know now, don't you? Yeah. Now, delighted to say we have three-time Olympian Thomas Barr on the line. Hello, Thomas.
Hi, how are you, Ray?
Yeah, good to talk to you. What do you say to somebody who's just announced their retirement? What do you say? What is it? Congratulations or what is it? What do you say?
Jesus, I don't really know. And to be honest, it's nearly like I'm getting so many messages and I'm kind of almost, I'm a bit blown away by it, to be honest. And there's a part of me kind of thinks it's nearly like I'm almost attending my own funeral to some ways by the ways that people are going on. It's like I'm after, I'm passed on, but... No, it's been amazing the amount of support and messages I've gotten. It's been all just, to be honest, a huge surprise and a bit of a flurry, but it's all good, thankfully. It's all very positive.
Well, listen, we're going to feed into that that you feeling that maybe it's your wake because our Niamh took great pleasure in getting your best bits together and putting them together.
Oh, brilliant.
Sit back for 2 minutes and 11 seconds. Thomas Barr, this is your life.
I started athletics when I was about 8 years old. I loved sports day. I loved that. There was actually a friend of mine, we used to do the three-legged race in primary school in Dunn, and we always won it.
Thomas Barr is going to win this semi-final, and Thomas Barr blasts his way into the final of the 400-metre hurdles.
So Thomas Barr, 20 minutes ago, became the first man since 1932 to compete in the final of an Olympic sprint final.
And in sport, a bronze medal for the Irish mixed relay team in the Bahamas.
I was here 9 years ago in 2015, and we were sixth, I think, the men's team, the women's team were fifth, and we came out of it, and I was quoted having said, you know, just to be here is an unbelievable privilege, you know, and it was as good as that. And look at what we've built on in 9 years.
The mixed relay final at these European Championships.
The Netherlands are going to really, really have a situation here, but they have to plug up. And the baton's handed to Thomas Barr. Now, Thomas Barr, on paper, shouldn't really live with some of these 400-metre runners, but he is all heart, and he is all championship competitor.
I have been around a long time. This is my sixth European Championships, and medals do not come around that often.
Gold medal for Ireland! Yes! Huge national record, obliterating the previous record. 3 minutes, 9.93 seconds. Would you believe 1.1 second outside the world record? It's not just a gold medal for Ireland, it's a glittering, glittering gold medal.
Gold medalists and European athletics champions, Roma 2024, Ireland! Christopher O'Donnell, Rashida Adeleke, Thomas Barr and Charlie Maudsley.
I'm a very, very happy athlete right now.
There you go.
Ah, that was unbelievable. Oh, my God. And do you know what's funny, right? Who picked the song for that?
Our Niamh. Niamh Hassel.
Niamh, fair play, because I'll be honest, I wanted to put that song on my montage there that I put up on Instagram the other day, but it ended up, there was no 15-minute Fatboy Slim Crazy, unfortunately.
Yeah, you did a great 15-minute Instagram saying goodbye.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I could have talked. And there was so much more I could have said as well, but I had to try and cut it down.
But it was lovely because you thanked everybody who's helped out in your career. And your mum and dad and your sister Jessie loomed large in the whole thing.
Oh, absolutely. Like, my family have been just so supportive over the years. And I have so much... And even, like... Within that, you know, they've been there for me through thick and thin. My whole family of younger sister, Becky as well, my granny, everyone that's been there for me, you know, even especially on the not so good days, to kind of pick me up and distract me or cook a dinner or whatever. It's all the simple things, really, that you always come back to. And I wouldn't be where I am without them.
And you, when you were down in UL, at one stage, you thought that athletics wasn't for you and your dad had a word.
Yeah, I'd made the decision myself, really, to be honest, that I was like, nah, this isn't for me anymore. I'm not really getting the same out of it that I was, and I wanted to put my time elsewhere. And Dad always kind of thought I had more potential than I was kind of letting on, and that it just needed to be unlocked. And Hayley and Drew, the coaches that were in Limerick, were working really well for Jesse at the time. So he said, look, sure. My mum kind of then came around and said, look, give it one more year and see how you do. And if you don't like it still, or you don't really get the results, don't worry about it. And sure, then I ended up kind of taking off, and the rest is history, as they say.
And was there slagging in the family about you sort of copying everything that Jessie did, your older sister?
Oh, absolutely. Sure, I'm born on the same day as her, 3 years apart. So right. We're both born on the 24th of July.
You couldn't even give her own birthday, Thomas.
No, not at all.
Yeah,
it was very funny.
Yeah, so she was a 400-meter hurdler as well.
She was indeed. So she did high jump, and then I did high jump. She did four hurdles. I did four hurdles. She went to the Olympics. I went to the Olympics. So she just paved the way for me. All jokes aside, she was a huge inspiration for me.
A phrase that you used yesterday, and I've heard more and more, and people use it in other spheres of life, towing the line. But it's so important in what you did for a career. Because I suppose we lose sight of the fact that towing the line in the Olympics is an amazing achievement.
It is. It's an achievement in itself just to get there.
Yeah.
And that's why even now, and it's going to take a while to sink in, to think that I've managed to toe the line at three Olympics, where, you know, it's a sphere where you're lucky to get there once, really. Or, well, I suppose, as they say, you make your own luck. I don't want to take away and say that people that get there are lucky. You know, people that get there do work hard. But it's amazing to think that I was able to achieve that. And I suppose it'll take a while to sink in as to kind of what I managed to achieve. But yeah. I've enjoyed every minute of it, you know.
And your mother, when it came to Rio and things weren't working out as you'd planned, your mother used that lovely line, a variation of it, you know, control the controllables and don't worry about the uncontrollables.
Yeah, and it was so simple, but it just was enough to kind of pull me back from that sort of age of worrying too much about everybody else and what everyone else is doing or what I could be doing. And that was, you know, my parents were always so good at that. Mum in particular was always so aware of how we were doing or how we were feeling and just kind of saying the right thing at the right time. And that's exactly what I needed to hear then.
Retirement. I suppose, does your body decide before your mind decides?
Do you know what? It's funny. The last couple of years, my body has definitely needed more recovery time. And that was a big factor as to, you know, what made me decide to retire. Because it was taking out from the performance. You know, I can only put so many hours into training, and a lot of that time then was going into rehab and recovery and trying to get the body right. And I was having a lot of Achilles and calf problems recently, but to be honest, I came away this year in the best shape I've ever been in, and also the body was in really good condition when I walked away from the sport. And while that's tempting then to nearly go back into the sport to say, well, why don't I go for another year, it was also a really nice place to walk away thinking, I'm walking away from the sport having hammered my body and I'm actually feeling okay.
Yeah.
So
there was that lovely moment when you won the gold for the mixed relay in Rome, and David Gillick was interviewing the four of you and he called you Tom. Only friends are allowed to call you Tom, is that it? No, but
I'll answer to all of the above. Thomas,
yeah,
Tom,
but
Tommy,
he gave
has a different name.
He gave you your split, which I think was, I can't, it was a 44.7 or something like that.
Yeah, 44.9.
Point nine, and you were genuinely surprised that you ran that fast.
I've never split lower than 45 in my, if you like, fastest days, 2015, 2016. I never split any faster than 45 low or 45 mid.
Will you explain that to people then, how you can pull that out of the bag then? And you, even that, the commentary, shouldn't live with these people, you know, all heart.
Yeah,
like Greg Allen's lovely commentary.
It was brilliant.
So how do you, you're literally performing out of your skin. How does that happen?
To be honest, it's a culmination of things, really. Like the last couple of years, I suppose, I've become a much wiser athlete when it comes to racing, when it comes to getting everything right. Like I knew this was going to be a big year all the way back from, I pulled my calf going into Budapest World Championships last year. So I started training as soon as I recovered from that, rather than, you know, so I literally had 2 years of training that kind of culminated summer.
Yeah.
So my focus was all on it. So I put all my eggs into the basket of this summer. So it kind of started back then, really. But
we're in 2025, well, Thomas, just for your information. I know that.
Sorry. No, but 2 years ago.
Here's the question, because we're running out of time. Yeah. What next now? What happens next? What age are you?
I'm 32 now. So that's the million-dollar question, really. Well, in fairness, I was straight back to work today. I was working part-time with a friend of mine, Joe O'Shea, who runs a company called Develop Me, where we do TY workshops. So I'm sure I'll be getting a couple of more of those. So we were in Kildare today on a school visit, and a few more of those to keep me busy. But I'll always find something to keep busy. There's no fear of that.
Right. I love the fact that there was Neil found this article today. Grey-haired sprinters are rarer at the Olympics. Irish runner Thomas Barr is an exception. So we don't have time to talk about that, but it's fascinating that there's a full article on your grey hair there. That's why.
Yeah, it popped out last year.
Yeah. Well, listen, enjoy your retirement. Good luck with it. And thank you so much for the memories. Thomas Barr, thank you.
On the ball. Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Cheers,
to see you. Bye. That's it from us. Cormac and Sarah are up next on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock live from Limerick. Mind yourselves. It's this one. Hold on. Do that. There we go.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.